problem. How can he suggest that something might be awesome before the Gemara that's mutter? Better than smicha. My right answer that based on the Dogal Ravava, that we can say that the Gemara is talking about Hachzor, but the Ramah is talking about the Sina Mechonish. So therefore, if I should accuse some of it's possible that it would be awesome to see the Mechonish if the Gemara is Mefurish, that Hachzor is Mutter. Okay, that's a good therapist, I think. So this is the Hor. Now we begin back to where we left off. Shara Tzigen Tziv Kod Mem Zayin. Such a complicated line. Let's remember that Dogon Avraham is rattling off all the various snakes that exist. All the shilas and the Lamachet with base, and since they're all taken and resolved, we machmal like all of them, including Pina Mimechel Namech. How do they interpret Pina Namechel Namech? I think the standard interpretation is you move something from part A to part B. This is being done in the air. Emos. Remember that. That's a big problem. How can he suggest that something might be awesome and before the Gemara that's mutter? Better than smicha. My right answer that based on the Dogal Ravava, that we can say that the Gemara is talking about Hachzor. But the Ramah is talking about the Sina Mechonish. So therefore, if I should accuse some of the Sina, it's possible that it would be awesome to see the Mechonish, even the Gemara is Mefurish, that Hachzor is Mutter. Okay, that's a good therapist, I think. So this is the Hor. Now we begin back to where we left off. Shara Tzigen Tziv Kod Mem Zayin. Such a complicated line. Let's remember that Dogon Avraham is rattling off all the various snakes that exist. All the shilas and the lamachet with base, and since they're all taken and unresolved, we machmal like all of them, including Pina Mimechel Namechel. How do they interpret Pina Namechel Namechel? I think the standard interpretation is you move something from part A to part B. This is being done in the air, Peter Mechel and Mechel, and you put it down. That Shara seems unresolved, but Dogon Avraham is not going to run. So how come the Brio Shara team for some funny reason didn't want to go along? We don't understand why. It tells you why. Why? The Balav Ochi Yesh Deos Shem Mekilim Bevechem Sheini Ayin Betos Tvaran, and therefore Yesh Lo Tzmach Ala Mekilim Bevechem. Since the many posts can I make all that, we still even the Miri's make, all the make, let's take all the cool. And it's a question what the words mean. Some say the Mechem Sheni is Mutter. That's the Ran. Let's open that Ran one more time. We can see it again one more time. It's a whole fight. What did he mean? Open that Ran to this. The Ran is bought by Tyson's Kasha about it. One of them. Yes, Tarsus Kasha, Mechem Sheni is killed very by Hatman. He gives two Teirutzim. The first is Tarsus Teretz, Lav Kushi. The Hossam, I only need Matam in the Dabba Shen and Bosa. Allah Hadassah, Mishem Belzim Gilavash, Shal Tzvei, Belzim Gilavash, Mechem Sheni, Bibi Mechem Rishon. It's not the same as Tosus. Why not the same? Because Tosus is from what perspective? Chitui. Ran from what perspective? Nerek and Bavash. It's consistent with their disputes that have been running on for already 2 weeks. Okay? Same fight over and over again. Okay, good. Inami. Haki Perush. The Kamibolan Pina mi mechon the mechon mao la havzir the mechon rishon u la havzir al gabe kira. Mi havi kiricha al gabe karaka olo. The shayla is, can you return right again? Who went from part A to part B and back to part A again? That's the shayla. Oh. And what about part B? So presumably the Shara Tzigen understood that Zicha Mutter. Because in the second, Shara Tzigen, right? Everyone with me? For the second Shara Tzigen, what's the Shara Tzigen to go from part A to part B, back to A again? That's the Shara. put the tippy, to put pot B down in the fire, should zicha be mutter. That's how the Sharatin understood the second day of the rock. And therefore, Abosai, he said, look, if I'm putting it from pot A to pot B and putting it down in the fire, pot B in the fire, I have two things going for me. Number one is an unresolved question. If it can be made, we'll have to be here if any other question. Number two, according to the second Pshat of the Ram, when I'm doing that, I have to cover, which I've included in the Gemara Shaila. Why not? Because the Gemara Shaila was A, B, A. It's only A, B. And it's that have to cover. Ad Khan, the Pshat in the Sharati. Who said so? I mean, then it's a summer to show me this book, which you had it all the time. I never looked at it, but I bought it myself. I can't bought it. The Shabbat Kitchen. Malt is the same. They reference them. Sorry, in page 67 and 68 is a lengthy discussion on this question. I mean lengthy. It's the Hebrew part. See, both this chat, very good. This is as follows. Umash min midirvi aran, so the nidmecha masheni lo tabi borlo de bevare mutla la kira gabe akiva. If you have it, look inside. If you have it, if you have it, so. The calling by a rak hekha shemach zil nidmecha marisha. Why? Since according to the second tariff of the Ran, Shita, the Buddha has to make him shiny al Akira, and Shalakal Shalazo? Sure. This is how he says, I think he's correct. The Nachal is there, they also say something along the line. Not as clear. This is clear. He has two problems with this. This is all footnote 18, page 67. One, I saw for sure, I'm pretty sure it's not Chazer. It's what calls this Rebbe of Shmuel Arba. Shmuel Arba, Shalita, wrote, what's going on over here? This second Teretz in the Ran seems to be said in order to explain the opinion of Rashi. And to push the Chiddush around that way. Rashi holds the Isha Shia and Abzara that is related to Hatzmon. We discuss, we keep this the odd sheet that we keep pushing away because we don't want to talk about it. It's a Das Yochid. According to that Das Yochid, therefore the Ran comes up with this Kiddush, this Pshat. But he says, we don't pass it like Rashi. So what are you going to rely upon the second Pshat of the Ran and Shalok HaLokha? That's question one. Rabbi Shmuel Arbach should need to ask this question. Then in the brackets, he quotes the Chiddushi of Moshe Maxis. Well, I started for this one. I don't know where this is. But he said a loop shot in the Ran. The Ran, he denies the whole fact. We assume until now that the Ran said A, B, A is the Gemara Shaila. So A, B is Hetagum, right? It's wrong. No. A, B is the same as A, B, A. He says logically, it's impossible to say that A, B is Mutter, and A, B, A is awesome. Why should A, B, A be awesome? Why should A, B, A have Halacha Bisa? If the next would be, they got the future. Why should A, B, A be awesome? So the answer is, because Ka'ilu Nechon Gabi Karka. When you put it from A to B, Ka'ilu Nechon Gabi Karka. Put it back in the eighth. Oh, see, this Rabbi Moshe Maxis says, if that's true, that B is Agave Kaka, how can you put B on the fire? It makes no sense whatsoever. I also couldn't understand, but I wouldn't have the chutzpah to say it was against the Dalai Lama. So if Rabbi Moshe Maxis says, I'll read you. When the Ran said what he said, Ein kamen also kshu kshu b'meicha masheni buta lapsir Agave Akira. Dim kem b'vada lo dora b'neicha Agave Kaka. Came in the app, but also a man who says Gabi Akira. That doesn't make any sense. So then what did the Ran mean? Allah Kabana surround the hosif. If Tipsaloma the Osala Hafner Mecham Hashani. If that's gay, if that's true, A B is Usur. If can a filu fakert, if Hazir at Tapshala Mecham Arishan, which is more Kal, not more Khamer. You're right, it's a little bit the reverse. It's more cow. He's putting it back into the original pot. Nevertheless, Gam came on to that zero. Tabakilo Yenifa Gabi Kagame Taim. I like Rav Moshe Maxis. before, I don't know who it is. But it doesn't make sense. The Sharatin is Pleiadic, Tamuadic, on two scores. Comes of Shmuel Abba and bails us out. You know, he tells him he too had a Sroah, which may turn everything upside down completely. He says, he doesn't understand. He says he went to ask his father, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Vekha Tzadik, the Kodesh Lebrocha. And he asked the disciple, Vekha Tzadik, the Kodesh Lebrocha. And both of them said, it's mutter not only to pour from the kettle into the chalm, but it's mutter to pour from the kettle into the cup into the chalm. That's what we saw that in Shmir Shabbos. He doesn't understand why. How can it be? That's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said. A svara. What was a svara? Well, look. If you can pour from the kettle into the cholent directly, so then, and you can pour from the kettle into the cup and put the cup on the fire if you want, the way you understand the Sharatim. So my man said, why can't you put two and two together and put the cup from the kettle into the cup and the cup into the chalm? So svara the gazal. First Rabbi Shlomo Zalman thought it was us, and then he changed his mind. Rabbi Shmuel has his own svara. He says, what's with this madman in the run? This ABA nut. I'm sure. He takes food from A, pours it into B, and pours it back into A and puts it on the fire. What do you mean, sugar? This is playing juggling. What's this guy doing over here? The Shmuel Mustafa is the Pshat. He took from A and put it to B. And he's serving it via the serving tray. Please, take some chalent. Thank you, it's for you. And he forgot that 25 dochim left this week. So he has an extra ton of chalent left. So what are you doing it? He already put it into one of those tureens, I think, which is not such appropriate. No point to put it back on the fire. So what did he do? We'll put it back into the original pot and remove the leftovers and return it to the original pot which is on the original fire. Here, Shaila, the Gemara, perhaps we should treat it as a Nichla Gabi Karka because he removed it from A to B, and B was intended originally to be consumed by the Talmidim, Shalita, and then they didn't eat enough for two of them left. It was leftovers. It was already knocked out. It was like a garbage car. However, because of Shmuel, if, in our case, you're taking the water, l'shem yichud kud shebrichu shchintei, then the min muchad of azom alakai and mitzvahs, putting boiling water in the chulam so it should dry out. L'kai mitzonik Shabbos. For the very first moment, he poured the water from the kettle to the cup. It was b'tanai, almanas, with the intention of doing what? Of putting it into the chalent. He said that's not the same as the case that we're discussing over here with his leftovers. He says, faket, and only the Buddha recorded the Shara Tiyan, who's making the Tiyan of the Mechel of Mecha, he thinks even the Bagan Avraham will be making. Because the Bagan Avraham's case, where he's referring to Tiyan of the Mechel of Mecha being Usher, is the case we just described. He put it from part A to part B, and then something happened, I don't know, what something changed or other. So now, can you put that B on the fire? What are you doing stripping for up now? Something changed in the middle. So here it's being done. Initially, with that intention in mind, he says, Let me just explain, because here, Shemarim imechem al-gavesh l'mechem achesh l'gavesh ayle kosk. Is a rack ma'avshilol la'avira mikiru l'kira. It's like a gesher, like a bridge. V'zei shlomar d'shar l'chuyama b'el ha'vam d'vam d'vam. Wow. Rav Shmuel bailed us out of a tough squeeze. Now I understand those who make the mekilim or mekil have a smach to rely upon, even according to the Balan Avram, and certainly according to the Sharati. This is page 68 in the state of the Shabbos kitchen. The Balan, yes. I was thinking that myself. This is sort of moving across the line from the Al-Gabe Kaka realm to comes down to the Hasaril, into that line of the sin line. The two are related to the customs, and therefore one can impact upon the other. So it's that. Very good. Good hour. Yes? You mean the Ran, the Boston Ran? Mr. Badani, the Boston. The Boston Ran. That's we're not discussing that right now. We're not discussing the Ran school over here. We're not looking to do with the Ran school. The Ran school would be probably about their everything. We're not discussing without the Ran school right now. Okay. Now, the Ran school is making leave it on Gabbai Karka, whatever it works. The Kabbalah Chama Peter to make it. We're discussing without the Ran school right now. Because the Ran wants to tell the Hatha. I think he's always not. I think the rats you shouldn't be relied upon for anything. Now. Yeah. It reminds me, digressing again. Well, yesterday's note. Somebody asked me after the Shia, who asked me? Who told me right after the Shia yesterday? It threw me for a loop. The answer is the rat is making on Tipei based upon the Ramos Nekel and Sipay based upon the Ran, we call the bust in Iran, the Yerushalmi, then what do you need all the coolant for? Just put it directly on top of the oven. What's the big deal? Who asked me that question? Who asked me that question right after this year? Not here, went home? I don't know, could be. So the answer, I guess, is Pashut. I don't want to confuse it on a side point, but the answer is that the Mishnah Brewer says that Olov, this is the top line of Mishnah, page 48. Aval Olov, the Koshkin Batov, also came and Shein Adorah for Kotu. That's the answer. In other words, double or nothing. If you hold that, if you deny the Ran and deny the fact that the Kazadish Tzvarat, on the ceiling of the roof of the Tana, is considered removed, then it's not even Gara for Kotu. The Ran's cooler, but the Boston cooler is only if it's Gara for Kotu. Here it's not even Gara for Kotu, it's going to that side. That's why it has to be. Have the other discussions that we just had with Sif about Zara and Sina Mephodash, as we spoke about yesterday. Okay, that's a side point. Now, Rabotai, we are ready, I believe, to begin. No, not quite ready. But the fact is, just a few little kudala in the Shemir Shabbos Kilpas. When he quotes this kula, I started telling you. It's a Sefer Nachal Zeret, the both about 150 pages to Asanas. Now, this is an exaggeration. I'm sure if it's somewhere in the twirl. Not because they're at Chelik Beis. You don't have to look. If you look at it wrong. It's a half a sefer just to ask the pour of water from the urn into the tomb. And every easily throws at him. One of them is Peter Mechel Amech. He doesn't like all these shtiklach over here. And I can't blame him that much. I'm so pushed over here. And he throws other Isur. And every time the Shemir Shabbos wants to give you a kula, he knocks it down. Take a look at the Shemir Shabbos. What's the name of that again? Samach Tess, am I correct? Everyone please look inside. Is this Sanos test? Or the right one? No, the wrong one. One second. Sif Tez Zion. Oh, the Harashav. All the Harashav are important. There's so many potentially serum. And Sif Tez Zion, page hey. Open up if you haven't, please. He keeps, there should be quite a few of them around. He keeps quoting different serum and trying to knock them all off. Okay. So first, the Sifkot Mem, the Hayara Mem, he wasn't up in the Rashi was making. True. The base judge was the Rashi was making. So the Nachal Zeret said, well, that Rashi we don't pass him like. But the Rashi was too much of a make. This is the Rashi, we don't have it. It's Rabbeinu Yerucham, quotes it, and he quotes the name of a book which doesn't exist. The Torah Sabayas Hilchot Shabbos. The famous Torah Sabayas by the Rashi by Nuchas Yerodeyan. Let's see what you talk about it. It's the Hetzer, it's the Sida. There's a Nuchas Yachtiv in Erevin. It's called Avodah Sabayas, which maybe that's what he means. We don't have it on Nuchas Shabbos. Maybe the, I don't know what the Rebbe Yerucham was talking about. And it's actually contradicting the Rashi that we do have. And that mem, so I'm just a little suspect. This Rashi seems to say, claims the says the statement Nachal Zeret, it's even permissible to put something which was never on a fire, or never, which was what we call the Sina Mechadosh, on a Kira Ketumah of a Shabbos. Well, you can take something from a refrigerator and put it on a covered fire for Shabbos. We don't pass it like that. We don't pass it like that. We don't pass it like this either. That's comment number one of the Nachal Zeret. Why Horror Mem is wrong. The Rashi's Mekel, it's true. He's Mekel. You would think he's Mekel Al Tzkinim and Mekel and Mekel. Nah, he's Mekel Bechlau. We reject his Bechlau, we reject the Fratu. That's what he says. Yeah, that's the problem with you. Look at the sources. I don't have all of them. I don't have the Rebbe Yeruchim. Next. Mem Beit, he talks about the problem of Hagosa. When you pour boiling water into the chon, you're in effect stirring the chon. And the famous score of the Kolbo, even if they're both cooked, you shouldn't do Hagosa al Gavi Ha'esh. Well, he says, pour softly, benachas. If Shlomo Zalman said, it's only benachas, it's not so bad. He says, ooh, who said so, such rude? Oh, next. Then, Mem Gimel. What happens if the chon is completely dried out? Consider to be sleep. They have a problem of what? Of Bishol Achatzli Achabishol. For those who remember what that whole discussion. Well, once again from Shlomo Zalman, some hold that you don't say Yesh Bishol Achatzli Achabishol. The Bir Halacha, remember that? We forgot them, a whole fight we had about that. But that's not something we thought we should be mach. Then he throws a new slur. Kevin Shabishol Hemshech Me'abishol Akodem Devil Gimme Meg. What's that? I mean, the Bishol's a hemshel, the Bishol's called. What's the historical overview? What's going on over here? It was liquid, it became solid, it dried up, and it becomes liquid. Who cares what's going on over here? What he's talking about? But I'm talking about Israel Bishol. And he's talking about Zara. I can understand that if you have in mind, it's like a hemshel, that's all right, I can understand his slurs. And he'll just Bishol, and what if I'm Bishol? Who cares the hemshel?
Oh, your comment really, really dried out.
Yeah, don't be really dried out. Then he goes in another story. Sleek kader, koshim kibavushal. What does the sleek kader mean? Sleek kadera. I mean, something that's cooked in its own juices. You didn't throw in any water. Nachal says, what's going on? I mean, that's not true. Sleek kader is itself a shiloh. And that's only if there's a significant amount of liquid in it. Or you didn't pour it in water, came from the meat itself. Okay, the thing is dried up. The thing's mama's dried up. I thought the Nachal Zeret and Tainas were significant. Before we even got the Mem Dalet of the main one which we spoke about yesterday and earlier today. The kid's not so simple this happened. Not so push. Those who want Mekel are Mekel, but the certain thing is never push like this. Yes?
We should get the elevation,
the Moshe,
they just
put
it
dries
out and
it's
bleak.
I
have to taste
it
bleak because...
Could be. So I recommend it just a preemptive strike. Don't wait till it fully dries out. Get it when there's still a little bit of water left. A little bit of water left, then you're going to argue, all right, consider a bushel left. That's so much water. That's already better. Okay. And as far as the kolbo, we're not as far from the kolbo. We already pointed out that Mr. Shazam's cock, or Mr. Shazam's cock. There's no other way out. It's not easy to avoid it. The biggest problem to me is making it peanut butter and tomato. That's not so simple. All right, those will end up killing you. Yeshua will be this one. Shmuel Arba saves the day. Why not tomorrow, so not so be it. Yes? What he meant was that the Tarsus in Iran, and Iran, that's differently than Tarsus, differently than his own first Tarsus, would be Mekel in the earlier case. That's what he means. That's why I got thrown off yesterday. I also got thrown off. What Tarsus? So they beautifully explained to page 67, that's what he meant. Commended the Tarsus in Iran, and Iran is arguing on Tarsus. And then with Tarsus' case, to be put to the shore going to Iran. There's two problems you've been for. Shmuel's problem is, he only said according to the Iran, which you know all this, and the Kuluba Kiddush era. And then you have a Moshe Maxis. Does Iran ever say it? They're both stark attacks. Both stark. Okay. Then he has them back the other way, even though Iran is making them his own tomorrow. For all the Alma, I'm not sure if it's right or wrong, but maybe. Yeah. Okay? Yes? No, so forget everything else. Forget all the coolers. Forget the Sharon Tzion. And forget the Ran. And forget everything. Maybe have a new Svar. The new Svar was that the Ran is referring to a case where there's only leftovers. And here's referring to a case where you're putting it into the Chatzchila from A to B in order to pour it into C. Alright, that's his case. So what is the leftover case? You have it more in the Chatzchila, so it's not considered Agave Kaka. I had done the Lahas, and now it's different. It's even in the Dinah to be other. Consider it a significant fact. Adam Godalam Adavar. Shmuel is from the Gedol Hadar. Those who rely on it have what they rely upon. Before Shmuel came along, we were in bad shape. No question. Okay? Right, we're ready now to start the final topic of this Marma Kremer sheet, which is entitled Deir Chaisa and Talk with Jesus. Let's open the Gemara of also Yud Ches Amid Bey, please. Says the Gemara, and I should cast on the base. Hi, k'day rochaisa, shori la'anucha, erev Shabbos, v'chashecha b'tanura. My timer, kevin lochazi l'urta, asuchi masach b'atem inei, v'lohasi l'chatuya b'gecholim. Okay. A special dispensation known as Kedei Rechais. More than that, he shot a bagar machaya shakra dummy. You throw in one raw bone, it's a heker, and it's matter everything. Because the lab dat on the mechel in ruchos, so it's matter everything. Fine. I skipped a lot. Boshel shakra dummy is also completely cooked, it's okay. Boshel below boshel, that's a phrase you see in post, there's a kamshah. Boshel below boshel, what does that mean? Achlok is Chananya and the Rabbanon, whatever it means. It means either they have to reach Machab and Rasoy, or they have to reach what? The Tzad Gorala. In between, she has to reach the provincial called Tzar. Fine. This is a famous heter of what? Of Kedei Rechais. So it's quoted and made it into the Shulchan Aruch. Kedei Rechais is a legitimate heter. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. It's a reration of Gimel, Sif Aleph. It's a Gubaba Koresh. It says over here on page 40, Oh, Shahoya Chai, Shlonis Basho Klal, the Kevin Shukai, the Siach Data Vimen Al Zavokar, Ubuchol Alayel Yochol Is Bashel, Velo Chitoi. Says the Beer Alokar, Nira Da Filo Matano Chomo Rav, Yochol Is Bashel Bezer Shos Bolayel Vimeshach Azman, אבל בכן הם אין דארק עד שוב בני אודם להמתי בסודוס וכל כך ובאלי אסוך לדעת מה זה ראה את המיני אוקיי In other words, you can make it by midnight, it'll be ready. Only in this place in camp we eat shown at midnight. No normal person says, I'm so late. Before it should be all over. Right? So therefore, he wants it to be vehicle in that case as well. Fine. Comes Rav Henkin to front of the Bracha and says, now no more. This kula of the Mefurish, it's the Mefurish din in Shulchan Aruch. Right? Mefurish din in Shulchan Aruch. And it can be very helpful. The second part, Nothan Bachaticha Chaya Mutta Kilo Oysam Kula Chaya Val Yedeka Mesiach Datta Mimena. The great kula. No, nothing doing. Why not? Let's open up to for Hill of Shabbos to see why there's nothing to it. Come, what's the note? Option I ain't got, I believe. 336. only some answer before Shia. I mean, these Xeris didn't apply earlier. I mean, these same things didn't happen before. They weren't Nachman for seven Shabbos before. And they weren't, they didn't have a blech before. The blech I asked, they didn't have a blech before. The Messias, they had only one thing I thought of a pot. He was there and not there, once flying around. Okay. Somebody asked if Henkin made his own Xeris. I guess the answer is yes. If you're on Henkin, you can make your own Xeris. Is this the Rav Moshe made his own Xeris? The Rav Moshe with the urn? Right. Rav Henkin made his Xeris. Because if you think of Rav Henkin's Xeris more love to than Rav Moshe's Xeris. Rav Moshe with the urn is afraid, you know, take the water out before it's finished, and then all kinds of vices. So he said, you should put up an urn just before Shabbos. So this is much more, I think it's a much more serious chance of it becoming prohibited. Okay? Now, so I just put my good page 56 of the Shabbos kitchen. Once well, once I had my hand already, but Rav, he called the Shvi'is of Shabbos. What about the Yerushalayim? They have 40 minutes before Shkia. By the time is Shkia is already cooked, probably half cooked, probably cooked. Yeah, half cooked. Sorry, but the Rav cooks no longer than the Of course, the same called the Toldos Shmuel. Again, I'm lost. I don't know what. to equate Shachach and Shogat. I want you to equate the two on top. Shachach means the guy forgot, and Shogat means the guy didn't know. Could be different. He didn't know it's us. In your house, they don't know it's us. They didn't forget. They did it on purpose. He said no. And which is worse? They have Shachach, Shogat, and Hazed. They have Shir and Achzor. They have Yid and Agoy. Now, to forget about all these things, let's go back to the original Machlokas, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yochanan Rav Sandler. How do we pass it? Nothing to do with Shir and Achzor, but Flame Mishal. A guy cooked up a cup of tea. Cooked up whatever. He took water and put on the fire for you. Bishoge, Bimezid, on Shabbos, after Shabbos. You learned the sugya, didn't you? And what about nowadays, but unfortunately, there are individuals who are machal on Shabbos. You can't assume the Gemara's assumption that, no one's going to do on Shabbos and say I didn't do it. All these things are extremely levice. That's the Rashi.
Have a good day, Barry. Love, Uri Orlean.
Kitchen once in a while, once I had my hand already.